Well, I'm holding something today. I wonder if you can guess what it is that I'm holding.
Babies.
I'm holding a baby. And you're right, this baby is the baby Jesus. See? It's actually a doll that belongs to my little girl, but for our purposes this morning, this is the baby Jesus. Now, Jesus just celebrated something very important. What was it?
Christmas.
Christmas, what's that mean?
His birthday.
This little baby was just born into our earth. Just came to be. Now, I wonder if any of you, have you seen anybody with a little baby like this? Yeah? Yeah? Have you seen anybody with a little baby?
Well, sort of.
Sort of. Maybe a friend that has a baby brother or sister, or maybe somebody that you know, or maybe you've just seen somebody in the grocery store that has a little baby. What did you notice about those little babies?
Their fake. They're precious.
They're precious. They're fake. This one is a doll. That's true. A lot of times little babies will cry, will fuss, will coo. They need lots of diapers and diaper changes. They need people around them to take care of their every need. And that was the same thing for Jesus when he was born. Now, Jesus didn't have it exactly easy coming into the world. He started out by having birth in kind of a tough place. He didn't get born in a hospital like we're used to. Most people get born in the hospital and they have people all around to help. Do you know where Jesus was born? Do you remember? Where was he born?
In where all the animals were.
He was, yeah, we call it a stable. It's kind of like a barn today. And that was the only place that they could find for Jesus to be. You know, besides being born in a barn, besides being a baby, like a baby that we know babies, Jesus was more than just an ordinary baby. He was more than just an ordinary baby because he also was God, came down to the world. So I can hold this little baby, and it's like the little babies that you've seen, maybe the brothers and sisters that people have, but this little baby that's the baby Jesus is different too, because Jesus was the Son of God. And he came to the world and he had all kinds of needs. He needed to be fed and he needed to have diapers changed and he needed all the care that Joseph and his mother could give him. But his daddy, his Father in heaven, is where he came from. And he came to the world, this tiny, perfect little baby, with a really important purpose. What do you think? You know why he came here? Why'd he come here?
Because of being in our heart.
Jesus came to be in our hearts? That's absolutely right. That's good. What do you think? Why did Jesus come here? He came here for a very important reason, and it's a sad reason too, but it's an amazing reason. This little baby that we just celebrated his birthday came to the world to die for our sins. He came because God so loved the world that he sent his only son to die on a cross for us. And so we celebrate this wonderful birth of this child and the amazing baby Jesus. But we also remember that Jesus is God with us, come to save us, come to make everything different in the world. And from the time that this baby was born, nothing in our world was the same. You guys want to have a prayer with me? Let's hold hands. Okay? Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the baby Jesus. May we always hold him in our hearts. Amen.